Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Either now or next year. That's our choice. As many of us begin to approach the holiday season and even beginning to think about 2019 and our experiences in 2018, we should not look so far ahead that we're not considering the possibilities for success in the days that remain. 73 days to be exact.
Amen.
Now, some people will wait till next year or till things turn around. Tragically, next year, they'll begin to wait for tomorrow, next week, next month, or when conditions are right. Never put off till tomorrow the things that you can do today to change your destiny. Several years ago, I wrote that our success is based on the decisions we make and the actions we take. Some hesitant. If you're hesitant in making decisions, see, some people are because they just don't have the confidence in their ability to make a right decision. There is a supernatural reality which, when realized, will alter the course of the events in our lives. We can't make the right decision without the right input from the right source at the right time.
And that's always the Word of God.
That's it. With the right advice, you and I can make right decisions every time. Not once in a while, but every time.
According to Proverbs 2, verse 9, that is a living Bible realization. Now, that is a realization. It says, He shows how to distinguish right from wrong, how to find the right decision every time. Sometimes we're just not waiting long enough to hear the right decision.
Or we're not listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
And that is an amen and amen.
See, we must obey the instructions in God's Word. Then we'll be given wisdom and common sense in order to make the right decisions each and every time.
Proverbs 2, verse 1 in the Living Bible says, Every young man who listens to me and obeys my instructions will be given wisdom and good sense. Hallelujah. You know, wisdom provides knowledge, creating an understanding, which is, when you boil it down, common sense. Proverbs 4, verse 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing. And with all you have gotten, get understanding, which is discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. In Proverbs 4, verse 7 in the Living Bible, it says it this way, Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. And with your wisdom, develop common sense and good judgment.
Honey, I hope everybody noted the progression in the verses that you just shared. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, which is also referred to as common sense.
That's it. Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4 say this, Through wisdom an house builded, and by understanding is it established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
In almost every instance in the scripture, the word understanding is translated as common sense, except several translations which call it good judgment.
In Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4 in the Living Bible, we just read the King James Version. This is the way the Living Bible breaks it down. Any enterprise is built by wise planning, becomes strong through common sense, and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts.
How do you get common sense? Here are seven ways that'll work every time. Number one, pray. Pray. Psalm 119, verse 169. 119, 169 in the Living Bible. Oh Lord, listen to my prayers. Give me the common sense you promised. As you say, honey, a prayer not prayed will never bring the answers that you seek or the destiny that awaits you.
Hallelujah. Number two, trust the Lord completely. Proverbs 3, verses 4 and 5, very common to many of us, in the Living Bible says, if you want favor with both God and man and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. You know, trusting God not only gives us common sense, but it really opens us up to his blessings and his happiness as well. We have to understand that it's a progression and takes some time, but it will happen if we put ourselves to the task. Proverbs 16, verse 20 in the Living Bible says, God blesses those who obey him. Happy the man who puts his trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Number three, listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 2, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs 2, 1 and 2 in the Living Bible says, every young man who listens to me and obeys my instructions be given wisdom and good sense.
Number four, obey the Lord's directions. Galatians 5, verse 16, Galatians 5, 16 in the Living Bible says, I advise you to obey only the Holy Spirit's instructions. He will tell you where to go and what to do. And then you will always be doing the wrong things your evil nature wants you to do.
Number five, have an insatiable hunger to learn. Proverbs 15:14 in the Contemporary English Version says, anyone with good sense is eager to learn more. The fools are hungry for foolishness.
And number six, how many times has my husband said this? If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. Proverbs 19, verse 21 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, many plans are in a man's mind, but it is the Lord's purpose for him that will stand. And that's why we need to find our purpose. You know, over the years, we've found people with common sense. They live in humility and with a kind of the right kind of attitude. And Philippians 2, verse 5 tells us about that attitude. Philippians 2, verse 5, Classic Amplified says, let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility.
Number seven, prior, proper planning. As you know, that sentence is a lot longer than that, but I could say prior, proper planning precipitates positive progress performance and precipitates, I'll just stop with prior, proper planning. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. Jeremiah 29:11 in the Classic Amplified Bible. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not of evil, to give you hope in your final outcome.
And then it says over in Proverbs 3, verse 21 in the Living Bible, have two goals. Wisdom, that is knowing and doing right, and common sense, don't let them slip away. You know, we seek wisdom, and if we're seeking it from the Lord, he will give it to us.
Amen.
In Daniel 2:21, Classic Amplified Bible, it says, he gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. How do we know a wise man with common sense? It tells us in Proverbs 16, verse 21, Living Bible, the wise man is known by his common sense, and a pleasant teacher is the best. You know, there are many, and I mean many benefits to having wisdom and using common sense. In that Proverbs 3, 21 through 26 in the Living Bible, listen to how this works out. It says, have two goals, wisdom, that is knowing and doing right, and common sense. Don't let them slip away, for they will fill you with living energy.
Hallelujah.
And bring you honor and respect. They keep you safe from defeat and disaster and from stumbling off the trail. With them, meaning wisdom and common sense, with them on guard, you can sleep without fear. You need not be afraid of disaster or the plots of wicked men, for the Lord is with you. He protects you.
Hallelujah. Here are seven things that common sense brings into our lives. Number one, living energy. If you get mentally drained, feeling lifeless, know that you've got unlimited access to the greatest energy source of all time.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Number two, honor and respect. James 3 verse 13 in the New Living Translation says, if you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom.
Number three, common sense will keep you safe from defeat and disaster. Isaiah 41:10, the Living Bible says, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Number four, common sense will keep you from getting off track. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 in the Message Bible. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He is the one who will keep you on track.
Number five, sweet sleep.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah 31:25-27. And the Living Bible says, for I have given rest to the weary and joy to all that are sorrowing. Then Jeremiah awakened. Such sleep is very sweet sleep, he said. You also might want to check out Proverbs 3:24.
And number six, common sense will allow you to not fear evil conspiracies. In 2 Chronicles 20:15, God gave this promise. He goes, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Hallelujah. And number seven, you got common sense, the Lord's going to protect you. Hebrews 13:5-6, Classic Amplified. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Now, I want to tell you, honey, these scriptures, well, I consider that to be a real benefit program.
Amen.
Much better than any other 401k or anything else.
That's true.
Proverbs 4:5, Living Bible. Learn to be wise, he said, and develop good judgment and common sense. I cannot overemphasize this point.
And we can't either.
That's true. We don't have to say it. The Word does.
Amen.
We only wish that common sense was just that common among believers. But we believe it's going to be,
amen,
especially to those of you who tune in every day to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
And have learned to read your Bible and do what it says.
Amen. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.